At the beginning of the year, a group of mostly Republican lawmakers went to a legislative analyst and posed a question. Is there a way for Vermont to abandon single payer but still achieve all the health care benefits that Governor Peter Shumlin has promised to deliver to residents of the state?
Which include universal coverage, access to quality care, and cost containment. And we wanted to be able to achieve those goals, but we thought it might be possible to make progress without going all the way to public financing.
That's Arlington Representative Cynthia Browning, the lone Democrat in the group. And she says their work with the analyst has yielded an attractive alternative. The plan would, at a broad level, maintain the private insurance market, allow for plans to be sold outside of the new online exchange, and ramp up state subsidies to low- and middle-income Vermonters who might not otherwise be able to afford insurance. Browning says the proposal comes with an annual cost of about $30 million.
It doesn't require redoing how insurance is provided or how it's financed. It doesn't require redoing our tax code. It doesn't require raising $2 billion or even $350 million.
House Minority Leader Don Turner says the document should not be viewed as a proposal from the Republican caucus, and he says there's plenty in the plan that his members might find troublesome, like the tax on health benefits that would be used to fund the new expenditures. But Turner says that while it's up to Shumlin to deliver a plan, the GOP will contemplate alternatives in the meantime.
We felt that since the legislature had hired this expert that had worked with the state of Vermont in the past, that we would try to work in a bipartisan manner to try to achieve the goals that were laid out in Act 48, understanding that we fully believe that a more robust marketplace is where we want to go.
Governor Peter Shumlin says he isn't ready to show Vermonters how he'll pay for single payer. But Windham Democratic Senator Peter Galbraith raised some eyebrows last Friday when he told his colleagues that not only is the governor's financing plan nearly complete, but that he's gotten a look at it.
It comes from, to me, from a source that is not in the administration, but I have a great deal of confidence that this does, in fact, reflect the thinking of those in the administration.
Galbraith says the plan would use a combination of a 5% payroll tax, a 2% tax on fuel gross receipts, and a mandatory premium that would be the equivalent to a 9% income tax on people making $50,000 per year and above. Administration Secretary Jeb Spaulding wouldn't comment Wednesday on whether aspects of Galbraith's assertions are based in fact.
I think I can state quite certainly that some of the pieces that Galbraith says the governor is thinking about, he is not anywhere near thinking about doing those.
House and Senate lawmakers continue to work on a bill that would require the administration to submit a single-payer financing proposal by February 3rd of next year. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.